All right. Starting first for the Bevier Wildcats. Number 10, Dominica Procup. Number 11, Courtney Mattingly. Number 12, Valley Wilson. Number 21, Taylor Hedworth. And last but not least, number 24, Samantha Temple. Starting for the Tigers. Number 11, Stephanie Elsie. Number 13, Shelby Salter. Number 21, Katie Smith. Number 23, Abby McKim. And last but not least, number 43, Sydney Slavin. Jumping for the Tigers will be Sydney Slavin. And for the Wildcats, number 11, Mattingly. Reffing tonight, we've got Denny Klatt. Wildcats and George. The Wildcats control the tip-off. Number 10, Procup, sends it around left-hand side to Templeton. Templeton has it up top. Passes it to the right, blocks to Mattingly, sends it back out, and Salter comes up with a steal. She's taken it all away, and she has the ball tipped out of bounds by 11, Mattingly. Ball will stay with the Tigers. McKim will inbound it for the Tigers. Gets it out to Elsie on the left side. Elsie sends it up top to Smith. Smith bounce pass over to McKim, right wing. McKim sends it left side to Elsie. Elsie holds. Holds up top. Back out top to Salter. Salter puts her on the floor. Dribbles in. Thinks it better of it. Brings it back out. Sends it to Smith over the right side. Smith holds it above her head. Bounce pass into McKim. McKim's shot is no good, but they're going to call her with a travel anyway. Ball will come back to Wildcats Templeton. Templeton inbounds it and gets it right back and will bring it up across half court. Tigers all fall back. Templeton has it up the top of the key. Looks to center left-hand side. The Procup shot no good. McKim with the rebound. She gets the ball and runs right smack into Procup, and they're going to call Procup with a foul. First foul by either team. No score on the scoreboard yet. McKim will inbound it. Kim sends it out to Smith. Smith brings it up, comes across center court, picks up her dribble, hands it off to Elsie. Elsie dribbles it around right side. She's going to take it in, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is also on Prokep. That should be her second. McKim will inbound it. Sends it out to Elsie. Elsie squares up for three. Shot is going to be no good, and it's poked out of bounds off of Bevere, so it'll stay with the Tigers. McKim will inbound it. McKim sends it out to Smith. Smith sends it to the left corner. I think it's to Elsie. I can't quite see. Yeah, Elsie brings it out, has it up the top of the key, sends it to Smith, right side. Smith looks to take it in. Brings it out, bounce pass in to Salter. Shot is partially tipped. Bevere with the rebound. Templeton will bring it the other way. Hands it off to Prokep. Prokep has it up the top of the key. Sends it over right-hand side to Templeton. Templeton hands it back to Prokep. Back to Templeton. Templeton puts it on the floor. Sends it over the left side. Pass is not very good. Mattingly does all she can to keep her hands on it. And Hedworth loses her handle on it. Smith comes up with it, takes it up the left elbow. Bounce pass into Slavin. It's poked out of bounds by Mattingly. It'll stay with the Tigers. Bevere calls for timeout on the field. So 6 minutes left in the first period. The score is still 0-0. Players retake the field. Tigers continuing with their starting lineup. McKim will inbound it. Kim sends it out to Elsie up top. Elsie holds, puts it on the floor, passes it over to Smith, left side. Smith puts it on the floor. Looks to send it in, sends it to Salter, left side, just inside the arc. Shot is no good. Wildcats come up with it. And Hedworth brings it across, hands it off to 12 Wilson. Wilson back over to Prokep on the left side. To Templeton up top, back around the left side to Prokep. Back to Wilson, back to the left side to Hedworth. Back out up top to Templeton. Templeton looks to pass it in. Bounce pass back out to Prokep. Prokep to Templeton. Templeton guarded. Nearly has the ball stolen. And nearly stepped over the line, and Elsie gets her hand on it, and they're going to call Templeton, I believe, with a foul. Yep, that's who it is. Be Tiger ball, still no score, and Kim inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie brings it up the top of the key, or brings it across center line, I should say. Keeps it on the floor. Nice looking screen by McKim over to Smith, the right side, shot no good. Salter comes up with the rebound. Salter back out to Elsie, squares up for three. Shot is in and out, except they're just going to give her two. So Tigers on the ball first, or on the scoreboard first. Prokep brings it up, walks it across the timeline, passes it off to Templeton. Templeton sends it left side to Hedgeworth. Back out to Templeton, left wing. Templeton sends it back out, nearly loses the handle on the ball, and Salter comes up with it. Looks to take it in, passes it over to Elsie. Shot is up and good. Nice looking little play there. Elsie was open on the other side of the lane, and she just dumped it over to her, and she puts it in. So Tigers have four now. Templeton, right wing, hands it off to Prokep. Prokep back to Templeton. Templeton squares up for three. Shot is well off the mark. Tigers Elsie comes up with it, brings it up across the timeline in a hurry. Comes across the lane, shot up off the glass is good. Tigers 6-0 lead, 3:59 left in the first period. Prokep will bring it back for the Wildcats, brings it across the timeline. Tigers all fall back. Pass over to Templeton on the right wing, tries to get it in the paint, right in the hands of Slavin. McKim has it, brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Back to Salter up top, over to Elsie, right wing. Elsie will dribble it back over to Smith, left side, back to Salter, left corner. Shot is up, no good. And Hedgeworth comes up with the rebound, hands it off Prokop, and we're headed back the other direction. Prokop brings it across the timeline. Tigers fall back, bounce pass over to Templeton, right wing. Templeton holds, looks to send it in. Bad looking pass, and they're going to call a tripping foul against, I believe, Hedgeworth. First on her, fourth team foul against Bevere now. Tigers lead at 6-0, 3:13 left in the first period of play. McKim inbounds it to Elzy. Elzy walks it up, Bevere all falls back. Over to McKim, left wing. McKim brings it back up top. Bass passes at the left corner to Elzy. Elzy has a little trouble with it. Gets back out to McKim up top. Pass over to Smith. Bad pass. Ends up in the hands of Prokop. We're headed the other direction. Try to get it up ahead to Wilson. Pass had a little bit too much mustard on it. Goes out of bounds. So we'll come right back to the Tigers. Inbounds to Elzy, and we're going the other way. Elzy walks it up across the timeline, dribbles it over to the left-hand side, changes direction, pass over to McKim. McKim, bounce pass into Slavin. The pass was not very good, but somehow Elzy gathers it up on the far left side. Over to Salter. Salter's shot is no good. And ends up in the hands of Bevere. Prokop will bring it back the other direction. 2:15 left in the period. Templeton has it up top. Templeton tries to get it in. Guarded by McKim. Terrible shot. Bounced off of two or three people. Went out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Bevere. Slavin and Smith will come out. Taylor and Shandy March come in for the Tigers. Elzy will bring it up across the timeline. 1:58. March has it. Sends it over to Salter, right wing. Salter puts it on the floor, drives the baseline, brings it back out, sends it over to Shandy March. No, I'm sorry, that's McKim. McKim back out up top to Elzy. Elzy thinks about three to McKim. McKim can't hold on to it, ends up in the hands of Shandy March. Timeout on the floor, called by the Tigers. So with 1:36 left in the first period, Tigers lead it 6-0. Teams retake the floor. Same personnel for the Tigers as was there a minute ago. McKim will inbound it to a waiting Elzy. Elzy has it between the circles, passes it over to McKim, right side. McKim up to Shandy March. Her shot from the right side is no good. Tigers don't have anybody on the other side. It clanks off the irons, ends up in the hand of Hedgeworth. Bevere comes up. Gal with a ball, Prokop. Loses the handle on it and ends up going out of bounds, but it'll stay with Bevere. Templeton will inbound it. Templeton sends it out the right blocks to Hedgeworth. Hedgeworth loses the handle on it, ends up in the hands of McKim. McKim up ahead to Elzy. Elzy brings it across the timeline, brings it out, resets the half-court offense. To March, left side, bounce pass to McKim, left corner, her shot is up and no good. This time Megan Taylor is in position, gets a rebound, her shot's no good, and Prokop comes up with it. Hands it off to Hedgeworth, back to Prokop, and headed the other direction. 51 seconds left in the first period. Templeton has it up between the circles. Gets it in to Mattingly. Mattingly back out to Templeton. Templeton sends it over left side to Wilson. Wilson tries to drive the baseline. And she's fouled, but her shot is good. Foul is going to be on 12, which is... not sure who... ref corrected it. It's actually on 13, which is Salter. Shot is no good. Megan Taylor with the rebound. 36 seconds left. Elzy brings it up. We'll see if they hold for the last shot. Elzy has it. Sends it left side to Salter. Salter's going to shoot again. This time, still no good. Ends up in the hands of McKim. Back out to Elzy on the left wing. or right wing, I should say, to McKim. Back out to Elsie. Elsie sends it over to Salder, and it goes out of bounds. 13 seconds left. Wasn't Salder's fault. Pass was way too high. Templeton will bring it back. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Templeton picks up the dribble. Sends it over to the right-hand side. In back out to Templeton. Shot is good. 1 second. Time expires. So, at the end of the first period of play, Tigers lead it 6-4. Sydney Slavin now checking back into the game, I assume probably for Megan Taylor. On the floor for the Tigers, Slavin, March, Elsie, Salter, and McKim. McKim will inbound it. It'll be Tigers' ball. Comes into Salter. Salter will bring it up across the timeline. Right side to McKim. Back the corner to March. March, bounce pass out to Elsie. Elsie has it between the circles. Bounce it to McKim on the left corner. Back out to Elsie. Elsie to McKim, left side, shot short, and two Bevere girls fight for it. Slavin steps in between them, and they end up calling a jump ball. Arrow favors Bevere, and Templeton will bring it back the other way. Smith set to check in for the Tigers. Templeton has it up top of the key, passes over to Prokop, left elbow, back out to Templeton, and they're going to say Templeton walked with it. Smith checks in for McKim. Smith inbounds it to Salter. Salter brings it up between the circles. Passes it over to Smith, right side. Smith gets it into March. March back out to Elsie. Elsie stutter step to March. Back out up top to Smith. Smith to Elsie, right wing. Holes. Puts it on the floor, dribbles it out towards the top of the key, changes direction again, brings it out between the circles, passes it over to Salter. Salter has the ball tipped from her, regains it, drives the baseline, shot no good. Slavin with the rebound, shot no good. And they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Templeton. That's her second. 5 team fouls. McKim sets a check back in. Comes in for Elsie. Slavin will inbound it. Bounce passes to McKim, left corner. McKim dribbles it out. Picks up a dribble. Sends it out to March between the circles. March bounce pass to Smith. Smith bounce pass over to Salter. Salter brings it out between the circles, resets the offense, passes it over to McKim, left side. McKim puts it on the floor, dribbles it into the elbow, loses the handle on it, regathers it, ends up in the hands of number 12, Wilson. Wilson hands it off to Mattingly. Templeton has it up between the circles, 6 minutes left in the second. Templeton's shot is off the mark, but somehow, Bevere's Mattingly comes up with it, and her shot's good. Now we're all tied, 6-6, 5:54 left in the second. Salter brings it up across the timeline. Bounce pass to March, right side. March, bounce pass, nearly loses the handle on it. Smith sends it over to Salter. Salter drives the lane, loses it, and somehow it's on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Should favor Bevere, no. They're going to say it's Tigers. Tigers. McKim sends it to Elsie. Elsie looks at the baseline, brings it back out over to March, the right elbow. And she had the ball tipped, regathered it, and took a step, so they called her for travel. Prokop will inbound it for Bevere to awaiting Templeton. Tigers all fall back. Templeton brings it up across the timeline. Top of the key. You're going to give her that opening. She's going to shoot. Shot's no good. Tigers with the rebound. Slavin got the poke on it. Elsie comes up with it. Over to Smith. Smith shot up off the glass. No good. Tigers with the rebound. Shot no good. This time it ends up on the floor. And they're going to call another jump ball. This time it will favor Bevere. Salder comes in. Shandy March comes out. Prokop will inbound it to awaiting Templeton. Tigers all fall back. Templeton will bring it back the other way. Brings it up across the timeline. We'll see if they're going to leave it open again. This time they send it to the right side. Shot is good by Mattingly. Bevere with their first lead of the game. Salter will bring it back. Salter has it between the circles. Tries to pass it up ahead, and pass is intercepted by Wilson, but she fell on the floor getting it, and I think they're going to call her with a travel. Yeah, they do. So it'll be Tigers' ball. McKim will have it. Tigers' going to have to be better with their passes. Pass into Salter. Salter's shot is no good. Tigers recover it, give it to Elsie. Elsie's shot for three is no good, and ends up in the hands of Elsie. Elsie to McKim, left side. Shot is good. Tigers back now tied again. McKim has a really nice, sweet jump shot. Makes it good that time. Templeton will bring it back up across the key to Mattingly. Mattingly sends it back to Templeton, back to Wilson. Wilson to Templeton, right side. Shot is in and out. Slavin with the rebound. Slavin up ahead to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. And she's going to drive along the right-hand side. Shot no good. Somehow Salder ended up with it, and she gets fouled in the process, so she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on Hedworth. That's her second. Now six team fouls. First shot is good. Tigers back in the lead. Megan Taylor checks in for Sydney Slavin. Tigers now on the bonus. Salter's second shot is up, and it's good as well. Tigers with the advantage, 10-8, 3:52 left in the half. Inbounds comes Prokop back to Templeton, and we're headed back the other direction. Tigers all fall back. Templeton has it, sends it right side. Pass is no good off the fingertips, and it'll come back to the Tigers. Bevere falls back. McKim ends it to Salter. Salter will bring it back the other direction. Salter to McKim. McKim back to Smith, the right corner. Smith puts it on the floor. Bounce passes to Elsie. Elsie between the circles. Passes to Smith, the right wing. Smith looks to get it in to McKim. McKim tips it back out to Salter, but it has a little too much altitude on it and goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Bevere. Inbound to Templeton. Templeton comes across the timeline. Tigers all fall back. Templeton looks to get it in and goes out of bounds. And they're going to say Bevere was the last to touch it, so the ball will come back to Tigers. Timeout on the field by the Tigers. With 3:12 left in the half, Tigers lead at 10-8. Yeah. All right, it'll be Tigers' ball. Salter has it. Bevere falls back. Salter brings it across the timeline, passes over to McKim right wing. McKim to Smith, right corner. Smith bound passes to Elsie, right wing. Elsie dribbles up the top of the key between the circles. Resets the offense to Smith, left wing. Smith puts it on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Passes to Elsie, top of the key. Elsie picks up the dribble. Bounce passes it to Smith, left wing. To McKim, left side. She's going to be open. Her shot is no good. And they're going to call. It was rebounded by 21 Hedworth. They're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on number 23, which is McKim. Templeton will bring it back the other way. That's her first, second team foul. Templeton has it up the top of the key. Neely uses a handle on it. She squares up the three again. This time it's no good. And McKim goes for it. And kind of loses a handle on it, but it was bounced off of Templeton, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Elsie will bring it back up the other way. Elsie comes off to McKim, to Smith, right corner. Back out to McKim. Ball had a weird bounce. Picks up the dribble. Elsie has it to Smith, left side, to Salter. Salter's shot from the left corner is in and out, and she goes for her own rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. This time it will stay with the Tigers. Smith comes out. Shani March comes in. McKim will inbound it. Out to Elsie. Elsie dribbles it. Sets up for three. Shot is in and out. Tigers having a lot of trouble getting those three-pointers to fall. Prokop has it. She'll bring it up on the far side. Comes across. Passes it up ahead. Loses the handle on it. Ball ends up on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball again. This time it'll stay with Bevere. Bevere had the golden opportunity, but McKim ran right into her. Kept her from making the shot. Hedworth will inbound it. Sends it out to Templeton. Templeton's shot is in and out, right into the hands of Shandy March. March to Elsie, 1:44 left in the half. Elsie comes up across the timeline, dribbling with the left hand, drives it into the lane. Shot is up and good. A little slashing action going on there by Elsie. Tigers up 12-8. Templeton has it, dribbles over the right wing, tries to get it in. And ends up on the floor. Elsie has it to McKim. McKim will bring it back the other way. Sends it up ahead to Salter. Salter's shot from the left side is no good. And they're going to call a foul. The foul is unfortunately going to be on the Tigers. They're going to charge Salter with a charge. That's her second, third team foul by the Tigers. Templeton has it. Bevere. Tigers all fall back. 1:14 left in the half. Templeton has it. They're going to say she walked with it. They keep kind of giving a lot of space to her, and every once in a while she takes a three. I don't know if that's on purpose or what. Elsie will bring it back for the Tigers. Elsie, bounce pass over to McKim, and it's poked out of bounds by Bevere. Stays with the Tigers, inbounds to Salter, left side, back out to McKim, and she's going to shoot from the left side, in and out again. Bevere with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. 54 seconds left in the half. Templeton has it, sends it left side. Shot is going to be no good. And Elsie with the rebound. 45 seconds. Elsie, Brent dribbles with her left hand, comes up across the timeline, guarded closely, picks up the dribble to McKim. McKim over to Shandy March. Shandy March just about loses the handle on it, passes back out to McKim up top. 31 seconds left. To Salter. Salter drives the baseline. Shot is going to be no good. Shandy March with a rebound. Shot no good. Bevere ends up with the rebound. To Templeton. Ends up right back in the hands of Salter. 19 seconds left. Salter drives it in the lane. Kicks it back over to the left side to Elsie. Elsie just about loses the handle on it. Somehow gets it to Salter. Salter drills it in the lane, and she's tripped by 21 Hedworth. Should be one-on-one, sends Salter to the line. That's the third foul on Hedworth, so she's done for the half with only 9 seconds left. Sydney Slavin checks back in the game. Megan Taylor checks out. Salter's first half, the one-on-one, is no good. Misses everything, so it'll come back to Bevere. Got to hit the iron if you're going to miss the shot. Templeton will bring the ball back the other way. 6 seconds left. Prokop has it. looks to drive it into the lane, kicks it back out to Templeton. Her shot for three is no good, and time expires. So at halftime, Tigers lead this one 12-8. So, clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few. I'll let you listen to some good music from the Tiger Marching Band. If you're just joining us, this is John Slavin broadcasting from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri for tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevier Wildcats. It's halftime in the girls' game. Tigers lead this one 12-8. 5 minutes left on the clock at halftime, so we'll be back in a few. If you like what you're hearing, send me an email to jslavin@marktwain.net. I do want to give a shout-out to those listeners from Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, where I know of. Prior former teammate of the Brashear Tigers, Miss Caroline Slavin, is listening. So, hello, Caroline.
mom.
Hope you're having a good time. And I also want to give a shout-out to Miss Amanda Elsie, one of our regular listeners. Hello, Amanda. I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast.
Where's the little thing that says you're on the sun?
I don't think that's true because you changed broadcast.
Oh. Don't worry about it, then. Oh, I think that was me. I think I actually went on. Here, I'll see.
All right, this is the beginning of the second half between the Bushire Lady Tigers and the Fear Wildcats. Tigers lead this one 12-8. Kind of a low-scoring game. Coming on the floor for the Tigers will be Ms. Sydney Slavin, Stephanie Elsie, Abby McKim, Salter, and Smith. McKim will inbound it to a waiting Salter. Salter brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Passes it over to McKim, left side. To Elsie. Elsie from the left corner. Shot is no good. And is tipped out of bounds by last touch by Bevere, so it'll stay with the Tigers. McKim will inbound it. Bounce passes it to Salder. Back to the corner to Smith. Smith's shot is good. Tigers now lead 14-8. Wilson brings it up across the timeline. Screen sent by Templeton back to Wilson. A little different configuration here. Send it over the right corner. Back out up top to 12. Wilson. Wilson sends it the elbow to Prokep. Shot is well short. Goes out of bounds. We'll come back to the Tigers. Got some adjustments made by Navir here. They're pretty obvious. We'll see if they work for him. Elzie walks it up across the timeline. To Salter, the right corner. Salter, back it up top to McKim. McKim holds, puts it on the floor, dribbles over the right side to McKim. Right corner to Salter, right side shot. This time's no good. Navir comes up with it. Templeton has it, passes it off to Prokrep. Prokrep tries to pass it up ahead, does. Shot's up and good. 14-10, Tigers now with the advantage. Salter brings it back the other way. Salter has it on the floor, dribbles it over towards the left side. Changes direction. In the lane to McKim. McKim back over to Smith, right side. Shot is this time no good. Salter with the rebound, and her shot is no good, but she's fouled. Fouled is, I believe, on Wilson. Yep. Referee Denny Klatt announces the foul. Salter will go to the line to shoot two. First shot is just tickles the twine. One bounce, shot up. Nice rotation, shot's no good. Navir with the rebound. Templeton has it to Prokep. Prokep brings it back the other way. Tigers all fall back. No pressure by the Tigers. Prokep has it, dribbles right side. Wants to drive the baseline. Right into the hands of Salter. Salter brings it up across the timeline. Bounce pass to Elzie, right wing. Elzie looks to drive the baseline. Sends it back out to Smith, right wing. Smith to McKim. McKim over to Smith, right side. Shot is up and good. Tigers look a bit more organized tonight. Not picking up the dribble at inopportune times. Wilson, shot for a long three is no good. Slavin with the rebound. Slavin up ahead to Elzie. Elzie brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Salter. Salter's shot is no good. Right back in the hands, and they're going to call a reaching foul against Templeton. That looked real good. Two on one. They just couldn't get it to fall, but they do get a foul out of it. And that may be three on her. It is. That will send her to the bench with Christina Templeton. Wonder if it's a relative. McKim sends it out up top to Elzie. Elzie over to Smith. Smith's shot is good. Just inside the arc. They're only going to give her two. Tigers now lead 19-10. 5:24 in the third. Prokep brings it back the other direction. They've gone back to having Prokep bring it back. The other Templeton has it. Gives it to Wilson. Wilson back up top to Gonzalez. No, Templeton. I'm sorry. Navir somehow retains control of it, but Prokep has it. Her shot for three is going to be well short. Elzie with the rebound, and they're headed back the other direction in a hurry. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Ends up back in the hands of Bevere, and we're headed the other direction in a hurry. Little spin move shot is no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. There's two shots by Bevere. The last one, Slavin got her hands on it, wouldn't give it up. So it will stay with Bevere with the favorable arrow. Hedworth will inbound it. Sends it to Templeton. Templeton sends it in the lane. They're going to get a reaching foul on 21, which is Smith for the Tigers. It's her first. Inbound comes to Templeton. Templeton puts it on the floor, sends it to Prokep, back to Templeton. Her shot is well off the mark, but it's right in the hands of number 12, Wilson, and she's able to convert. Tigers' lead now drops to 7, 19-12. Salter has it up top. Over to Smith. Smith has it left side. Puts it on the floor. Picks up a dribble to Elsie. Elsie squares up for three. Shot is no good. Ends up back in the hands of Salter, but she steps out of bounds, so the ball will come back to Bahir. That drive didn't look so great. Templeton inbounds it to Prokep. Prokep will bring it back the other direction. 4:16 left in the third period. Prokep comes across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Screen set by Templeton. Get it into the paint. And the shot is blocked by Slavin. Elsie comes up with it, and we're headed the other direction. A lot of reaching going on by Bevere, but the Tigers have the ball. She dribbles in the lane, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. All that was caused by a blocked shot by Slavin. Foul is going to be on number 11, Mattingly. That's her first, third team foul on Bevere. Kemp inbounds it, sends it out up top to Elsie. Elsie comes to the block, shot no good, right in the hands of Bevere. Prokep has it, puts it on the floor, dribbles over the right-hand side, sends it to the right corner, to back out up top to number two, Templeton. Her shot's good from the free throw line. Inbounds to Salter, 19-14 now. Tigers having a little run on him here. Salter has the ball. Dribbles right side. Looks to drive it into the lane. Nearly loses handle on it. Ends up back to Elsie. Elsie dribbles it in. Shot is a little too strong. Ends up in the hands of Bevere. Bevere brings it back the other way. Wilson, that is. Wilson comes across the timeline. Over to Templeton. Templeton hands it back off to Wilson. Shot is well short. Ends up in the hands of Salter. Salter, one-on-one, dribbles, drives along the left-hand side, and she is fouled. Good-looking drive by Salter. Dribbled around her just enough to avoid the charge, but gets the foul called on number 12, Wilson. That's her second, the fourth team foul now on Bevere. Salter to the line. 2:54 left in the third. Shot is no good. Taylor and Channy March checking in for Slavin and McKim. Tigers need to get something out of this. Second shot is on its way. This one is good. 20-14 now, Tigers with the advantage. Wilson has it. Comes across the timeline. Wilson squares up for a pro three shot. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bahir. McKim comes back in for Salter. Smith will inbound it. Timeout on the field by Bevere. So, timeout on the field with 2:41 left in the third. Tigers now with the advantage, 20-14. Kim set to inbound it to Elsie. Elsie walks it across the timeline for the Tigers. Elsie to Megan Taylor. Megan sends it over left side to Smith. Smith bounce past Elsie up the top of the key. Elsie dribbles it into the elbow. Shot is no good. Smith with a rebound. And they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Christina Templeton. That's her first, fifth team foul now on Bevere. Inbounds comes to Elsie. Her shot for three is short. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bevere, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Salter set to check in the game for Elsie. McKim will inbound it. to Smith. Smith's shot is no good. Bevere with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Wilson has it, brings it across the timeline, sends it to the right side to poke up to the elbow to Templeton. Shot is no good, and Smith with the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball. It will favor the Tigers. Kind of a scrum on the floor there. Inbounds comes to Salter. She's headed back the other direction. In to Taylor. Her shot's blocked by Prokop. Prokop's going the other way in a hurry. Her shot is good. 20-16, 1:46 left in it. Elsie left in the third period, I should say. Slavin sets a check back in for the Tigers. Elsie has it. Dribbles over right side. Bounce pass over to Salter. Shot is no good. And the ball ends up on the floor, and they're going to call another jump ball. This time it will favor Bevere. Slavin comes back in for Megan Taylor. Perkup will bring the ball back the other way for Bevere. Comes across the timeline. Tigers fall back. She dribbles it in the lane, sends it over the left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll come right back to the Tigers. That was a case of pass going one direction, player going another direction. Never works out well. Elsie comes back across the timeline. 1:16 left in the third period. Elsie. Bad pass right into the hands of Bevere, and we're headed the other direction. They're going to call a foul on Elsie. That was more of a frustration foul than anything. So with 1 minute, 5 seconds left in the third period, Bevere with the opportunity to bring it within two. Nope, it's going to be on the floor, so they're going to have to earn it the old-fashioned way. Inbounds pass will be by Hedworth. Hedworth gets it in, and shot is no good, and Shandy March gets a hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. This time it'll come back to Tigers. McKim will inbound at 1 minute left. We'll see if they're patient enough to hold it for the last shot. Salter walks it up across the timeline, changes direction, drives it in, loses a handle on it immediately, and she gets it back. And they're going to call a foul. She made the shot, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor, 21, Hedworth. That's her fourth, so she's nearly done. McKim will inbound it. McKim sends it out to Elsie. Elsie drives along the baseline, all the way across the baseline. They're going to call foul on Wilson. And that will send Elsie to the line. That's her fourth. No, I'm sorry, that's her third. Slavin comes out. Smith comes in. 40 seconds left in the third period. 17 fouls now on Bevere. Elsie's shot on the first half of the one-on-one is good. Tigers now get their first points in a long time. Back up to a nickel lead. Second shot is up, and this one's no good. And nearly goes out of bounds, but somehow Bevere gathers it, and Prokop brings up the other direction. She's headed that way in a hurry, drives it in the lane, about loses the handle on it, brings it back out. Back over to Prokop. Prokop tries to send it in. Lots of coverage on her, and it passes it over to Wilson. She steps on the line. Pass comes in to Salter. Salter sends it up ahead, right in the hands of Prokop. Prokop drives it in the lane, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Shandy March. I'm sure that was frustration. No, it's on McKim. That's her second. It will be Bevere's ball. 16 seconds left in the third. We'll see if Bevere can do anything with it. Plenty of time. Pass comes in right under the lane. Little hook shot's no good. Elsie ends up with it, and she's headed the other direction. 10 seconds left. Elsie sends it over to McKim, right side, back out up head. Over to Shandy March, 3 seconds to Salter. Her shot is no good. Time expires in the third period, and Tigers lead this one 21-16. If you're just joining us, we're at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Tigers up on this one, 21-16. Levere in a bit of foul trouble right now with at least one player with four fouls. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Shandy March, Smith, McKim, Elzey, and Salter. It will be Bevere's ball. Templeton inbounds it. Back in the game now for the first time in a long time. The Pro Cup back to Templeton. Templeton nearly loses the handle on it. Regathers things, sends it back over to Procrap left side. Back to Templeton at the elbow. Her shot is up and no good. Shandy March in good position for the rebound, and she's fouled. That will send Shandy March to the line. Foul is going to be on Christina Templeton. That's her second. 18 fouls now on Bevere. March's shot is on its way. No good. Somehow, Shandy March ends up with it, but it's stolen promptly away by Wilson. Wilson brings it up across the timeline, guarded closely by Salter, to Prokup. Prokup has it, sends it over the left corner to Templeton. Her shot is no good, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Bevere. The Bevere faithful didn't like the call much, but nevertheless, it'll come back to the Tigers. McKim will inbound it. A little pressure now by Bevere. They get it into Elzey. Elzey puts it on the floor, guarded by Prokup. Brings it across the timeline on the far side. Drives it in, kicks it back out up to Smith. Smith between the circles picks up the dribble to Salter. Salter drives along the baseline. Shot is up and no good. And right into the hands of Bevere. Pass to Prokup. Shot is up and good. 21-18 now. Bevere back in the pressure. We'll see how the Tigers can handle the pressure. Bounce pass into Shandy March. Ball is tipped out of Smith's hands, and they're going to say she walked with it, so it'll come right back to Bevere. Slavin set to check back in the game. But the missed getting it done before the change. Possession. Templeton has it. Tries to send it to the right blocks. And they're going to call a foul against probably McKim. Yep. That's who it is. Slavin now comes in. Replaces Shandy March. Inbound pass. Look to send it in to Prokup. She drives the baseline. And it's poked out of bounds by Brashear, so it'll stay with Bevere. Hedworth set to inbound it for the Wildcats. Sends it to Prokup, back out to Templeton, right wing, back out up top to Wilson. Wilson, and they're going to say, McKim got her hand on the ball, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. It'll come back to the Tigers. Back to the pressure. McKim. McKim, inbound pass is no good. Ends up in the hands of Bevere, and they're able to convert. Bevere now within one. Inbound pass comes to Elzey. Elzey comes across in a hurry. Back out to Smith up top. Smith puts it on the floor. Bounce pass over to McKim, right side. McKim back out up top to Smith. Smith. Nearly has the ball. Does have the ball stolen by Templeton. Timeout on the floor by Bevere. It will be Bevere's ball with 5:53 left in the fourth period. Tigers' lead is now down to one at 21-20. Thank you. Templeton set the inbound to Prokop. Prokop will bring it up across the timeline, guarded by McKim. Sends it back over to Templeton. Try to get it in. The ball is tipped by Slavin back in the hands of Prokop. And they're going to say a jump ball. This time it will favor Bevere. Hedgeworth will inbound it. Out up top, Templeton squares up for three, and it's good. Ball is tipped right in the hands of Bevere. Shot is no good. Rebound, Bevere. And they're going to get a foul on Bevere. It will send Sidney Slavin to the line. That's the fourth foul on Valley Wilson. Nine team fouls now on Bevere. Slavin to the line. Shani March checking in the game. Slavin's first shot is up and no good. Somehow, McKim ends up with the ball. Her shot is short, clanks off the front of the iron, right in the hands of Valley Wilson. And she loses the handle on the ball, but she's fouled in the process. That will send her to the line. The foul is going to be on 11, which is Elsie, and that's her second. Now they're going to say it was on the floor. Templeton has it. Her shot up off the glass is good. 25-21 now. McKim has the ball. Has the ball stolen. And she's promptly fouled by McKim. Frustration foul. So with 5 minutes left in the ball game, Bevere now leads this one 25-21. That's four fouls on McKim. Templeton will inbound it to a waiting Prokop. Looks to drive the baseline. She dribbles it off her foot. So the ball will come back to the Tigers. McKim will inbound it. To Elsie. Elsie brings it up the timeline in a hurry, changes directions, dribbles it in the lane, across the lane, and her shot is wide open. Tigers now within two. Prokop brings it back the other direction for Bevere. Passes to Templeton. They're going to leave her open. Her shot for three this time is long. Goes out of bounds and come back to the Tigers. Tigers tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Tigers. McKim will inbound it in front of the Bevere bench this time. Inbound pass comes to Salter. Salter puts it on the floor. Walks it up across the timeline. Spin move into the lane. Passes it to Slavin. Slavin and McKim right side. And they're going to call a foul on number two, Templeton. That will be the 10th foul. That's Christina Templeton, which will send McKim the line with 10 team fouls. She'll shoot them both. First shot. No good. Tigers need to get better on the free throw shooter. Second shot. This one's good. Tigers now within one. Perk up with the ball for Bevere. 4:19 left in the game. Prokop brings it up, dribbles into the lane. They're going to call a tripping foul on 23 McKim. I think she's done. Yep, she is. Prokop to the line. Smith checks back in for the Tigers. McKim comes out. One-on-one here. Prokop's first shot is no good, right in the hands of Sydney Slavin. To Salter. Salter brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles along the left side of the lane. Shot is up and good. Tigers now back with the lead. 26-24, 3:59 left in the game. Prokop brings it up across the timeline. Passes to Templeton into Prokop and nearly loses the handle on it, but comes back to Templeton. To Prokop. Prokop up the top. Dribbles along the left side of the lane.
I can't do it.
Hands it off to Templeton. Back to Prokop. Her shot for three is no good. Slavin had her hand on it for a minute, but it was poked out of bounds by Bevere, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Slavin will inbound it. Slavin to Elzy, and she's promptly fouled by Prokop. Send Elzy to the line. That's her third foul. Tigers lead this from 26-25, 3:35 left in the game. Elzy to the line to shoot two. First shot. In and out. Tigers need to hit the free throws. Second shot is on its way. This one's good. Tigers now up by a possession. Inbound to Wilson. Comes across the line over to Templeton. Templeton squares up. Shot is no good. Shandy March with the ball. Brings it across the timeline. Hands it off to Smith. Smith to Elzy. Elzy dribbles with her left hand around the top of the key, changes direction, brings it back out up top, dribbles around the right side, passes it to Salter. Salter puts it on the floor, spin move, sends it back out up top to Smith. Smith holes, bounce passes over to Salter. Salter left side. Salter hands it off to Elzy. Elzy has it up way high, dribbles around to the right side, backs it up, guarded by Prokop. Nice looking screen set by Smith. Nice looking layup. Shots up and good. Elzy to the line. The foul is going to be on 23, Alicia McKenzie. That should be her first. First shot. The shot is up and good. Official timeout. Timeout on the floor now. We straighten out the foul. The foul was actually on number 24, which is Samantha Templeton, which is not a good thing for Bevere, because Samantha Templeton is one of their better players. She now has four personal fouls. Tigers now up by a nickel again, 30-25 with 2:44 left in the ballgame. All right, on the floor for the Tigers is Elsie Smith, Shandy March, Sydney Slavin, and Salter. Vera has the ball. The inbounds comes to Prokop. We're headed the other direction. Prokop comes across the timeline. Tigers all fall back. Prokop puts it on the floor. A bit of a scrum down there, and they're going to call a jump ball. This time it'll favor the Tigers. Ball will come right back out to us. Let's see if the Tigers can do a little stalling. Slavin will inbound it. Inbounds comes to Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor, brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Changes the direction, brings it out between the circles, comes across the horn to the right side, passes it over to Smith. Smith bounce pass to Salter. Salter puts it on the floor, dribbles it up between the circles, dribbles it off of her foot. Never a good thing. So the ball will come back to Bevere with 2:15 left in the game. Tigers up 30-25. Inbound comes to Prokop. Prokop to Templeton. Templeton's wide open. They better be careful. There she shoots for three. No good. And this time, Smith. Bounced right back to her. And she nearly has the ball stolen from her, but they're going to call a jump ball. And this time, it'll come to Bevere. Inbounds to Prokop. Her shot immediately is no good. And bit of a scrum on the floor. And Valley Wilson had it, but she was on the floor, and they call her with a travel. Ref Rent was not happy with some of the comments. Had a little bit of discussion there with Ms. Wilson. Slavin will inbound it. Bevere takes a final timeout, 1:59 left in the ball game. Tigers lead this one and will have possession of the ball with 30-25. All right, after the timeout, Slavin, Salter, Elsie Smith, and March is on the field. Sydney Slavin will inbound it. She has the ball. Tigers having trouble with the inbound, but they get it to Elsie. Elsie brings it up. Gets it across the timeline. Dribbles over to the left side. Changes direction, passes it off to Salter. Salter back to Elsie. And she's promptly fouled by Prokop, and I think that's her fifth. No, just four on her. Send Elsie to the line. Tigers up by five. They'll shoot both of them. First shot. Good. Tigers now extend their lead, a chance to make it a three-possession game. Shot is no good. Templeton has it. 1:40 left in the game. Templeton comes across the timeline. Pass it over to the left side. Shot is up and good. Inbounds comes to Salter. Salter has it. Comes across the timeline. Shot's no good, and it ends up on the floor. Slavin with the rebound to Elsie. Elsie has it. Sends it out to Smith. Smith changes direction. Back out to Salter. Salter passes it over to Elsie, right side. Elsie has it to Smith. Smith drives it in the lane. Shot is up and no good. Shani March is there for the easy rebound, though. Now it is a three-possession game, even with three-point shots. Inbounds to Templeton. Shot for three is no good. Elsie there with the rebound. Elsie comes up across the timeline. 43 seconds left. She's fouled by Templeton, and she is done. Tigers lead by six. I guess I was wrong about that. It isn't a three-possession game. Conceivably, with 2 3-point shots, they could still tie it up. But if Elsie can hit one of these, it will be a three-possession game. First shot, good. 34-27. Second shot, good as well. Perkup has it for Bevier. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass to the right side of the block. Shot is short. Shandy March with the rebound. Sends it up ahead to Elsie. Elsie wanted to drive it in, but instead sends it back out to Smith. Smith to Elsie. Holds 22 seconds. Elsie. Elsie was being bothered a bit by two players, and so coach calls timeout. 17 seconds. I'll give Bevier this. They're not giving up, even with 17 seconds left. Tigers ahead, though, by 8, 35-27. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Salter. 16 seconds. Salter puts it on the floor. Passes it over to Elsie, left side. Elsie nearly walks with it. Sends it in to Smith. Smith back up to Elsie. Holds. Time expires. Tigers win this one. 35-27. So we'll be back in a few minutes for the boys' action between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevier Wildcats. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few. All right, we're ready to get underway in boys action. We're at the line for jump. Scudder for the Tigers. Bevere controls it. Number 32 will bring it back the other way. Promptly stolen by the Tigers. Up ahead to Thomas. Threaded the needle. Shot up, no good. And they're going to call a foul on 33 for the Tigers, which is Snelling. Inbound comes up ahead, is stolen by Songer, and he just quite can't quite hang on to it. So it'll come back to Bevere. Inbound up ahead to number 10, Kearns. Poked out of bounds by Thomas. He'll stay with Bevere. Inbounds comes to Kearns, but he stepped out of bounds in the process, so the ball will promptly come back to the Tigers. Head to Scudder. Inbounds to Scudder, and he's fouled. I shouldn't say the inbounds. It was a pass by number 21, Anthony Ambrosia. Looked at making a jump shot, but saw that Scudder was wide open, so he dumped it into him. Scudder doesn't convert, but he does draw the foul. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. First shot. Good. Tigers on the scoreboard first with 7 minutes 30 seconds left in the first period. Second shot. Clanks around, but it's good too. Shelmadine. Come across the line. Drives it up the free throw line. Shot is no good. But Dalton Livingston with the rebound and the putback is good. Kind of a scrum on the floor here, and they're going to call a jump ball. Nice looking feed, but ends up back in the hands of number 21, Teeter. Teeter brings it back, hands it off to Kearns. Kearns over the left side. Shot comes up short. Ambrosia had it for a minute. Ends up back in the hand of Shelmadine. Shot no good. Songer has it. Pass is stolen by Bevere. Goes out of bounds. Real sloppy play here. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Bevere is there for the pressure. To Ambrosia. Ambrosia puts it on the floor. Comes up across the timeline on the far side. Looks to get it into Scudder. Instead comes out to Thomas. Now into Scudder. Shot up off the glass is good. This has all the markings of a good game for Jay Scudder. Yount has it. Puts it on the floor. Guarded by Scudder. Back out up top to Kearns. Kearns looks to pass it in to the lane. A lot of activity there. Thomas got his hands on it, but pulls it out. Goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with Bevere. Yount will inbound it. Yount sends it all out to Kearns. Scudder with the steal. Scudder to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, guarded by two, dribbles behind his back, passes it over Thomas on the near side. Thomas puts it on the floor, dribbles up between the circles. Screen set by Scudder. Tried to get it up ahead and somehow ends up on the floor. Right in the hands of Bashirs. They send it all the way up ahead and it nearly goes out of bounds and to Livingston, and he does step out of bounds. Scudder has it, has the ball intercepted. Ends up back in the hands of shot's no good, but they get it up ahead to Songer. Songer shot up off the glass is good. Timeout on the floor with the Tigers leading this one 6-2. Lots of turnovers here in the early going in this game. But with 5:31 left in the first period, Tigers are up on top, 6-2. It will be, however, Bevere's ball. Yount will inbound it. Yount into Chamonix. Chamonix puts it on the floor. Guarded by Songer. Chamonix comes up across the timeline, dribbles behind his back, right into the hands of Ambrosia. But Ambrosia loses it to Yount, sends it up ahead to Chamonix. His shot up off the glass is good. Snelling with it, comes across the line. Drives it in, shot's no good. Livingston with the rebound hands it off to Kearns. Kearns brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles on the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Poked out of bounds, however, by Scudder. No, they're going to stay with last touch by Revere. Thomas into Snelling. Snelling up to Songer. To Ambrose up ahead to Scudder. Shot is blocked, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Livingston. That's going to be his second now. Two shots now by Scudder. First shot, good. 7-4 Tiger advantage. Second shot, it's good. Tigers lead by four. Yount with the ball, sends it up ahead to Kearns. Kearns passes it in the lane. A lot of activity, ends up on the floor, and somehow Ambrosia ends up with it. Up ahead to Scudder. Scudder back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia is going to drive the baseline. Shot is no good, gets his own rebound. Tries to get it out to Scudder, but the pass is no good, goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Bevere. Inbounds to Kearns. Kearns guarded by Thomas. Comes up across the timeline on the far side. Dribbles left. Drives the baseline. Shot is no good. Scudder there. Snatches the ball. Hands it to Snelling. Snelling brings it up. And they're going to call a charge on him. He had kind of a hesitation step looking to fake out the defender, but it didn't quite work, and he ran right into him. That's his second foul. Inbounds from Yount to waiting Chamonix. Chamonix passes it up to Yount. Yount sends it to the corner to Teeter. Teeter into Livingston, whose shot from the right blocks is good. Ambrosia with the ball. Ambrosia puts it on the floor, sends it up ahead. Yount pokes it out of bounds. They were looking for an opening to get it up to Scudder. Scudder and Snelling come out. Taryn Treasure and Zach Reeves in for the Tigers. Treasure to Songer up top of the key. Songer into Ambrosia. Ambrosia's shot from the blocks is no good, but he's fouled in the process. It's going to be on Yount. That's his first third team foul on Bevere. Ambrosia to the line. He'll shoot two. Tigers lead by 2, 8-6. Make that three. Second shot. It's good. Kearns brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Drives it in. Draws the foul on Taryn Treasure. And the basket's good. That will send Kearns to the line. Kearns is quite the slasher. Shot is up and good. Bevere now within one. Thomas to inbound it. To Ambrosia. Puts it on the floor. Splits the defenders. Comes into the lane. tries to hand it off to Reeves. Back in the hands of Terran Treasure. The Songer back out of Thomas into Terran Treasure. Turnaround shot, no good. Clanks off the front end. Livingston brings the ball back the other way. Livingston hands it off to Kearns. Kearns kicks it back out to Shelby. Shot for three is no good. Gets his own rebound, however, and this time his shot is good. Also for three. Thomas to Ambrosia. Ambrosia comes up across the timeline, looks to drive the baseline, thinks better of it, kicks it back to Songer, into Thomas. Tongas over to Ambrosia, left side, shot is no good, off the glass, ends up in the hands of Bevere, and they're going to get Songer with a reaching foul. Nick Thomas checking in the game now for Songer. Foul is Songer's first. Shelmading brings it across the timeline on the far side. Passes it to Yount. Yount guarded by Reeves. Yount has it up high. Passes it over to Kearns between the circles. Kearns changes direction. Looks to drive it in the lane. Shot up off the glass is no good. Nick Thomas in the position. Passes it, however, up to Shelmading. No good. Shot by Shelmading. No good. Matt Thomas with the rebound. Pass up ahead to Kearns is no good. To Livingston. Livingston, no good. Shelmading with the rebound. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Wow. All that by one bad pass. Pass is going to be on, or the foul is going to be on 43, which I suspect is Reeves. No, it's on 43. That's on Nick Thomas. That's his first. Zach Reeves comes out. Scudder goes back in. Bevere now with the lead, 12-10. In this first period of play with 2 minutes 13 seconds left. If you're just joining us, the Lady Tigers come up on top, 35-27. Shelmading to the line for Bevere. First shot, good. Bevere extends their lead to 13-10. Second shot, it's good too. Matt Thomas set to inbound it, sends it up ahead to Ambrosia, up ahead to Scudder. Scudder can't quite hold on to it. He sends it back out to Terran Treasure, out to Nick Thomas, around to Ambrosia. Ambrosia has the ball. And official timeout because Ambrosia needs to tie his shoe. Songer comes in for Treasure. Ambrosia will inbound it. To Nick Thomas, back to Matt Thomas up top, around the horn to Ambrosia, shot for three, left side, in and out. Shelmading with the rebound, brings it back the other way. Shelmading hands it off to Kearns. We'll see if Kearns slashes. He wants to, but he passes it off instead to Shelmading, right side. Shelmading over to the right corner to McGee. McGee out to Kearns. Kearns this time does drive it in. And has ball partially blocked, ends up on the floor, and Ambrosia comes up with the steal. Ambrosia runs it across the timeline, 1:26 left. To Scudder in the right corner, back out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia drives the baseline, jump shot is up, and good. Tigers now back within two. Shelmading with the ball. 1:10 left in the period. Shelmading comes across. We'll see if they hold for the last shot. They're kind of acting like they're going to. Guarded by Matt Thomas. Sends it left side to Pipes. Pipes drives it in. Scoop shot, no good. Three players there for Bevere. And they can't decide who wants to take it, and they ended up getting called for the travel. Code for Bevere can't believe it. They send it out up ahead to Scudder. Scudder to Thomas to Ambrosia. Nearly has the ball stolen while they sent it to Scudder. But they didn't. Thomas has it up top, 45 seconds left. Matt Thomas dribbles off his foot, but right in the hands of Ambrosia. Back to Thomas, to Scudder at the left elbow. Scudder back out to Songer on the right wing. To Ambrosia, Ambrosia, scoop move, shot no good. Pukert with the rebound. Pukert to Kearns. Kearns drives it in, and they're going to get him with the charge. Everybody for the Tigers was in position for that time, and he slashed in there and just ran into a cluster. That's his first foul. 23 seconds left. Tigers still have a chance for the tie. Thomas to Ambrosia. Ambrosia back to Thomas. Thomas to Ambrosia. 18 seconds. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline on the far side. Back to Thomas. Thomas to Songer. Songer at the top of the key passes it to Thomas. Thomas wants to drive the lane. Shot is up and no good. Scudder with the rebound and the tie. Time expires. Long shot is way off its mark. And so after one period of play, Tigers have it all tied up, 14-all. So stick with us. This is a good one. We'll be right back for the second quarter of play. All right, it's going to be Bevere's ball. Kearns has it between the circles. Sends it over to Pipes. Pipes brings it out top of the key, hands it back to 00 McGee. To number 5, shot is no good. And shot's no good, ends up in the hands of Songer. Back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia, guarded by McGee, comes across on the near side. Back to McThomas. Thomas drives in the lane, shot up off the glass, no good. Snelling's there with the rebound. And the putback. Tigers now with their first lead in a while. Kearns has it. Tigers all fall back. Kearns will come across the timeline between the circles. Calls the offensive play. Sends, drives to the right side. Sends it over to the right corner to Chalmadine. They're going to call a foul. And the foul is going to be on McGee for Bevere for an illegal screen. That's his first. 5 team fouls apiece. Matt Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. To Scudder. Scudder back to Thomas. Thomas guarded by Kearns. Comes across on the far side. Gets it up ahead to Scudder. And he's gets the ball. Shot's no good. Puts it up again. And this time he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Pukert, I believe. That's his first. 16 fouls now by Bevere. Scudder to the line to shoot a pair. First shot's up. This one's no good. Scudder now with an opportunity to regroup in his second shot. This one is good. Tigers extend their lead to a tray. Chalmadine comes across to the elbow. Shot is up and good. That was a tough shot over a lot of defenders. To Snelling, inbound. Snelling comes across the timeline to the right side. Up ahead to Songer, to Scudder, all alone on the left side. On the back door, gets the easy two. 19-16 now, Tigers. Chalmadine tries to drive the baseline, set it up ahead. Thomas comes up with it. Thomas comes up across the timeline, gives it to Scudder. Scudder can't hold on to it. Pass up ahead to Chalmadine. He's going to get, he nearly has the easy shot, but Snelling got up there and poked it out of bounds before he's able to convert. So Bevere's going to have to earn it the old-fashioned way. Yount will inbound it for Bevere. Inbound comes to Pipes. Pipes drives it in, sends it back out to Chalmadine. Shot for three is good. Now we're all tied up again. Thomas has it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia puts it on the floor. I'm not sure who he was sending it to, but it ends up in the hands of number two. Shot is no good. Back out to Shelmadeen. Shot for three is no good. This time Scudder is there. Scudder to Thomas. A lot of action there. Thomas brings it up. Everybody falls back from Bevere. Nice screen set by Ambrosia. Sends it over to Songer, right side. Songer into Thomas. Right block. Shot's no good. Partially blocked. It'll stay with the Tigers. Snelling will inbound it for the Tigers. Inbounds to Thomas, left-handed jump, left-handed layup is good. Tigers now back up on top, 21-19. Shot up off the glass is no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. Ambrosia sends it up to Thomas. Thomas puts it on the floor, up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline to Scudder. Scudder's shot is way off the mark. Ends up in the hands of Bevere. Shelmadine brings it back the other way. Scudder was shooting from about 15 feet. Yount has it. Shot up at the glass is no good. Shelmadine with the putback is no good. Songer with the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. It will favor the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it. Scudder comes out. And Zach Reeves comes in. Tigers lead by 2, 21-19. Inbounds to Ambrosia. Ambrosia kicked out of bounds while he's trying to pass it over to Thomas. It'll stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it again. Lots of pressure here by Bevere. Send it up to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it off across the timeline on the far side. Wants to drive the baseline, kicks it out to Thomas. Shot from the elbow is in and out, no good. Kearns with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Kearns comes across. Run into it by Thomas, but they didn't call a foul. Send it to Shelmadine, shot no good. Right back in the hands of Livingston. His shot is no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on 25, Adam Songer. Taryn Treasure set to check in for the Tigers. Livingston to the line. The chance to tie it up. First shot is good. Off the glass. Treasure comes in for Ambrosia. Now he has a chance to tie it. Shot in and out. Into the hands of Songer. Songer puts it on the floor. Hands it to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline on the far side. Passes it to Taryn Treasure. Shot up off the glass is no good. Goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. So it'll come back to Bevere. Shelmadine set to inbound it to Kearns. Tigers all fall back. Kearns brings it up. 4 minutes left in halftime. Or two halftime, that is. Kearns sets the offense. Hands it off to Shelmadine, right wing. Shelmadine puts it on the floor. Bounce pass to Kearns. And Kearns walks with it. Scudder. Back in the game. Didn't see who he replaced. Thomas inbounds it to Snelling. Snelling up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia comes across on the near side. Squares up for three. Shot is no good. Bevere with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Rebound by Scudder. Scudder to Thomas. Thomas sends it up ahead to Snelling. Snelling's scoop shot is good. 23-20 Tigers with the advantage. Kern will bring it back the other way. Kearns thinks about driving the baseline, guarded by Scudder, but sends it up ahead to Livingston. Shot up off the glass is no good. Rebound by Taryn Treasure. to Thomas. Back over to Ambrosia. Brings it across on the near side. Up ahead to Scudder. Scudder shot up off the glass. Is no good. Snelling with the rebound. That was Ambrosia with the rebound. It's good. Tigers lead by a nickel, 25-20. Kearns brings it across the timeline. Hands it back to Pipes. Pipes drives it in. Shot is up. No good. Scudder there for the rebound. Scudder up ahead to Snelling. Snelling drives along the right side. Shot up off the glass is good, and he draws a foul by Livingston. Snelling is not the least bit afraid to take it to somebody. Sometimes he gets the charge, but that time he drew the foul. Tigers extend the lead to 27-20. Snelling to the line. 2:40 left in the half. Shot is on its way. In and out. Levere with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. Chamonix has it. Takes it to the elbow. Spin move. Shot no good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas drives in the lane. Left-handed shot no good. Biscutter's there for the rebound. Shot no good. Levere with the rebound. Kearns brings it back the other way. Kearns, shot for three. Up off the glass is good. Thomas to Ambrosia. Ambrosia puts it on the floor up ahead to Taryn Treasure. Bounce pass over to Scudder. Shot no good. Boy, couldn't be much more wide open then. Kearns has it. He's going to shoot for three again. This time it's way off the mark. Goes out of bounds. So, it's been a pretty fast-paced game. I got to believe that some of those two or three that Scudder has missed may have to do with just being gassed. Inbounds to Taryn Treasure. Back to Thomas. Up ahead to Ambrosia. 1:46 left. Ambrosia to Songer. Songer looks to send it into Reeves. And they send it back out to Thomas. Ends up going out of bounds. No, it didn't go out of bounds. Bavira ends up with it. Shelmanine has it. Official timeout. Guess there was an injury timeout of some sort. Not sure who was injured. The out will inbound it to awaiting Shelmanine. 1:29 left in the half. Shelmanine has it. Sends it over to Yount, left side. Yount wants to drive the baseline. Takes it all the way around. Spin move, shot up off the glass. No good. Ends up back in the hands of Shelmanine. Shot this time. No good. Bevere with the rebound. The putback. No good. Bevere with the rebound again. Shelmanine this time. Shot no good. Bevere again with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul. They're going to say it was on 31, which is Matt Thomas. Got to think if Scudder had been in there, they wouldn't have got all those rebounds. But unfortunately, he was not, but he is now. Yount to the line. Shot no good. Songer with the rebound. Sends it to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Boy, Shelmanine with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. He pulls up. Jumper is good. 52 seconds left. Bevere now within two. Thomas. Ambrosia back to Thomas. Thomas brings it up across the timeline. Drives in on the left side of the lane. His shot is partially blocked. Comes right back into his hands. And I thought it was going to be out of bounds, but the ref, Denny Clapp, thought about calling the foul, but then I think he was, after consultation, they decided not to, so it's going to go back to Bevere. So Bevere now with the opportunity to tie it with 40 seconds left in the half. Shelmanine has it. Both teams have seven fouls. To Yount, right side. Yount drives it in, sends it over to the left side to McGee. McGee. They're going to call an elbow foul on Pukert, number five. That's his second, and that should be one-on-one, I would think. Well, I guess it's... No, they're not going to say. They're going to say it was on 25, which was his third. I guess that must have been on Songer. 15 seconds left. Yount has it. Looks to drive the baseline. Brings it back out. Sends it to number 21, Teeter. Shot's no good. And it's last touch by Shelvadine, so it'll come back to the Tigers. 3 seconds left in the half. And Thomas' shot, it was close, but it didn't fall. So time expires. Tigers lead it 27-25. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, so we'll be back in a few. All right, we're at halftime. 2 minutes left. Tigers lead this one by 2, 27 to 25. All right, taking the four for the Tigers are Ambrosia, Scudder, Songer, who has three fouls, Thomas, and Snelling. It will be Bevere's ball. Yamp inbounds to awaiting Shelmadine. Shelmadine guarded by Thomas. Screen set by Yamp, drives it in. Shot up off the glass is no good. Scudder's there for the rebound to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Scudder. Scudder to Ambrosia over the corner to Snelling. Shot for three is good. Kearns runs it up for Bevere. Sets the offense. Guarded by Ambrosia. Kearns to Yount on the right corner. Yount brings it out, drives it in the lane. Shot, rebound is no good, and somehow Bevere comes up with a rebound. Shot, no good, rebound, no good. Or Thomas with the rebound. Thomas sends it up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia drives the baseline, shot up off the glass, no good. Shelmadine with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. Shelmadine comes across, passes it over to Kearns on the right side. Kearns hands it off to Shelmadine. Shelmadine looks to take it in, sends it back out to Kearns between the circles. Kearns to Yount around the horn over to Shelmadine. Passes the right blocks. Well guarded. Shot's no good. Goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with Bevere. Timeout on the field. Bevere showing a little bit different setup. Coach Wilburn wants a timeout to kind of get things regrouped. A little discussion with Songer. So it will be Bevere's ball. Yount will inbound it. Yount gets it in to Shelmadine. Shelmadine drives it in the lane, loses a handle on it, but they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Songer, and that's his fourth. Didn't take long. Woods will be checking in for Songer, I'm sure. Woods seeing his first action of the game. Yount sends the inbound to Kearns. Kearns, spin move, tries to drive the baseline, kicks it out in the hands of Thomas. Thomas drives it in, shot up off the glass is good. Shelmadine to Kearns. Tigers extend their lead 32-25, 6 minutes left in the third. Kearns hands it up top, guarded by Ambrosia. Sends it to Yount, left wing, back in the paint to Livingston, and Livingston is draws a foul, I think, by Scudder. Yep. That will send Livingston to the line to shoot two. First foul on Scudder. Livingston's first shot is no good. Second shot. This one misses everything, so it'll come back for Tigers. Thomas sends it to Woods, back to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia puts it on the floor, dribbles it in the lane. Shot. Nice little misdirection shot. It's good. Bevere calls a timeout. Coach doesn't like what he sees. Tigers extend their lead to 9, 34-25 with 6 minutes left in the third. We're just joining us. The girls come out on top, 35-27. Shelmadine will inbound it to awaiting Kearns. Kearns brings it up across the timeline, sets the offense, guarded by Ambrosia to Shelmadine, right side. Shelmadine shot up off the glass, is no good. Bevere, however, with the rebound, loses the handle on it, but gets it back. This shot's no good. Snelling has it. Woods comes up with it. Back to Ambrosia, looks to send it in. Ambrosia drives along the left side of the lane, shot's no good, but he's fouled. That was a definite foul called by both refs at the same time. Ambrosia the line, the foul is going to be on number 32, which is Yount. That's his second. First foul of the second half now on Bevere. Ambrosia's shot, good. Tigers lead by a dime now, 35-25. With Ambrosia with a chance to extend it to 11. Second shot is on its way. It's good. Yount back to Shelmadine. Shelmadine brings it across the timeline. Tigers all fall back. Guarded by Thomas. Bounce pass over to Kearns. Kearns wants to drive the baseline. Does. Shot is no good. And Thomas gets the tip, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Lavier. Yount will inbound it. Yeah, to Shelmadine. Shelmadine has it on the right side. Shelmadine squares up for three. Shot is no good. Snelling with the ball. Up ahead to Woods. Woods loses the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Wasn't quite expecting the pass. Let's come back to Bevere. Yeah, well, inbounded. Sends it to Kearns. Kearns on the left side. Back to Shelmadine, left wing. Shelmadine puts it on the floor, guarded by Thomas. Over to Yount, right side. Yount drives it in, takes about three steps. But they're going to call a foul. I thought he traveled long before the foul, but they called it. It's going to be on 1-5, which is Woods. That'll be his first, the third team foul now against the Tigers. Yount will inbound it. Yount gets it in to Shelmadine, but he can't, it's just about out of his reach, and so he loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds, and come back to the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it up. Nice screen set by Woods. It's poked out of bounds by Yount. It'll stay with the Tigers. Woods just about got knocked over with that screen. Inbounds to Woods. The Snelling around the horn over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia drives it into the lane, loses the handle on it, regathers, drives it back in. This time he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on 10, which is Kearns. And that is his second. Ambrosia will shoot two. First shot's on its way. It's good. Tigers extend their lead to an even dozen. Ambrosia's second shot. This one's no good. Bevere with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Shelmadine has it, takes it in a hurry. His shot is no good. Well guarded by Tigers. He was determined he was going to make a pull-up jump shot. Inbounds pass is well short. Ends up in Livingston's hands. Yount's going to shoot for three. This one's no good. Snelling has it. And they're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball will favor the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it. Into Scudder, back to Thomas. Up ahead to Snelling. Snelling drives it in, shot up off the glass, is no good. Right in the hands of Yount. Yount to Shelmadine, we're headed the other direction. Shelmadine to Kearns on the right wing. Kearns thinks about taking it in. Passes it to the blocks, back out to Kearns. Kearns dribbles around the left elbow, sends it over to the left side to Yount. Floating jump shot's no good. Caroms off about three players into the hands of Kearns, and he's able to convert. Bounce pass into Ambrosia. Ambrosia puts it on the floor. Up ahead to Snelling. Snelling passes it over to Ambrosia, but it's poked out of bounds by Kearns. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. To Woods. Woods out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia drives it to the elbow. Looks to send it up to Scudder. And it's looked like it was poked out of bounds, but they call a foul on Bevere, number four, which is Shelmadine. That's his first foul. Three fouls apiece now. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. To Scudder. Scudder's shot up off the glass is no good. Ambrosia, though, with the rebound. Ambrosia to Thomas. Thomas puts it on the floor. Takes it in the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. Kearns will bring it back the other way. 3 minutes left in the third period. Kearns looks to drive it in the lane. Shot is, well, pass is over to number two, Livingston. He's able to get the shot. Bounce pass to Snelling up ahead. Snelling gets it back. It bounced right off of, ends up in James Woods' hand. Back out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia sends it over to Snelling, left side. Shot for three. He's going to be short. And Shelmadine with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Shelmadine drives in the lane, and they're going to call a pushing foul on somebody. Going to be on 53, which is Scudder. And that's his second. That will send Livingston to the line. First shot. Off the glass. Good. Scudder comes out. Reeves comes in. Scudder looks kind of gassed. They will miss him for rebounding. Second shot is up. This is no good. Thomas with the rebound. Up to Ambrosia. Ambrosia comes across the timeline. Squares up for three. No good. It's poked out of bounds. Last touched by the Tigers. Pukert in the game. Hands it off to Shelmadine. We're headed the other direction. Shelmadine comes across the timeline. Nick Thomas in the game for the Tigers. To McGee, the right corner. McGee drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to number 14. Shot's no good. Ambrosia with the rebound. He brings it across the timeline in a hurry. To Matt Thomas. Has it between the circles. Thomas looks, kicks it over to Snelling. Shot for three. No good. And Zach Reeves with the rebound back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia shot up off the glass is no good, but he's fouled in the process, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on number two, which is Livingston. Taryn Treasure set to check in the game. as is James Woods. Ambrosia's first shot. Good. Tigers back up to 10. On the field for the Tigers, Matt Thomas, Taryn Treasure, Ambrosia, Zach Reeves, and James Woods. Ambrosia's second shot. Good. Tigers lead 41-30 with 1:48 left in the third. Kearns will bring it back for Bevere. Comes across the timeline. Kicks it out to Pipes. Pipes back to Kearns. Kearns drives it in the lane. Little running jump shot's no good. He gets his own rebound. Shot this time is good. Thomas up the head to Taryn Treasure. Hands it off to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. 1:24 left in the third period. Ambrosia has it, drives it in the lane, and he is fouled. Everybody kind of vacated out of the lane except for the one player between Ambrosia and the bucket, which was number 10, Kearns, and Kearns draws his third foul as Ambrosia goes towards the basket. Now he'll go to the line and shoot two. The first one's up. It's good. Ambrosia's a good little free throw shooter. Scudder comes back in, Reeves comes out, Snelling comes in, and James Wood comes out. And Ambrosia's second shot, this one's no good. Bevere with a rebound, Kearns has it. He's coming the other way in a hurry. Kicks it over the right side. Shot, no good. And Scudder had it momentarily, but it goes out of bounds. Daniel Smith checks in. Taryn Treasure checks out. Shot, no good. Bevere with the rebound. Shot is no good. Somehow, Bevere's teeter comes up with it. Shot, no good. This time, Snelling comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Smith. Smith drives along the left side of the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Right back to Ambrosia, though. Ambrosia drives the baseline, crossed the baseline to Snelling. Snelling's shot's good. 36 seconds left. Tigers back up to 12. Kearns has it. Brings it back the other way. We'll see if they hold for the last shot. Looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. Just holding, bouncing the ball. 17 seconds. Kearns has it. Now he makes his move. Right side, sends it back to corner, back to Kearns. Kearns wants to take it over, kicks it over to the left-hand side to McGee. McGee drafts it to the block, sends it to the left corner. Shot is up and no good, right in the hands of Smith. Smith has it, time expires. So at the end of three, Tigers lead this one by 12, 44 to 32. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Scudder, Snelling, James Woods, Matt Thomas, and Anthony Ambrosia. It will be Bevere's ball. Yount will inbound it to awaiting Shelmadine. Tigers are all falling back. Shelmadine has it, walks across the timeline, guarded by Thomas. Over to McGee. McGee squares up for three, shot up off the glass, is no good. Kearns with a rebound, though. Kearns drives in the lane. Shot is no good. Ends up back in the hands of Yount and ends up on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball, which will favor the Tigers. Matt Thomas will inbound it. To Snelling. Snelling loses a handle on it right in the hands of Kearns, and they're going to call him with an over and back. A little bit of a discussion between Denny Klatt and George Rent. I think George is saying, well, that argument, George lost. It's going to be Tigers ball. Thomas will inbound it. Inbounds to Snelling. Snelling brings it across the timeline. Drives it in to James Woods. Woods loses the handle on it. Ends up in the hands of Kearns. But it went out of bounds, last touch by a Tiger, so it'll come back to Bevere. Yeah, inbounds it to Kern. Kern brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Ambrosia. Sends it to Yout, right side. Yout, back to Shelmadine. Shelmadine squares up for three. This time is good. Thomas to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across. Looks to take it in, but kind of slows it down a little bit here. Ambrosia, guarded by Kearns. Bounce pass to Thomas. Thomas behind the back. Drives it into the blocks. Left-handed shot's no good. Shelmadine with the rebound. We're headed the other direction. Shelmadine squares up for three. Good. Boy, he's a good three-point shooter. All of a sudden, Tigers' lead is down to six. Thomas with the ball. Ambrosia comes across the timeline. Nice looking screen set by James Wood. Draws the foul by Kearns, and that's his fourth. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. Six fouls now on Bevere. Inbounds to Ambrosia. Ambrosia takes the right corner back into Scudder in the paint. Scudder back out to Thomas, around the horn to Ambrosia. Ambrosia looks at driving the baseline, does so. Shots no good. Yount with the rebound. Loses the handle on it, and it'll come back to the Tigers. 6:16 left in the ball game. Tigers lead by six. Snelling will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it out to Thomas. Thomas takes it to the baseline, brings it back out into the lane. Left-handed shot off the glass is no good. Thomas gets his own rebound, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. It's going to be one-on-one, though. Foul is going to be on 21, which is Peter. That's his first 17 fouls now on Bevere. Thomas to the line. First shot, no good. Bevere with the rebound. McGee has it up to Kearns. Let's see if he shoots another three. No. Kearns has it. Kearns looks to drive it in the lane. Shot up off the glass, no good. Ambrosia had it, and he tried to do the old bounce off of Kearns, but he stepped on the line in the process, so it'll come back to Bevere. Good try. Songer back in the game with four fouls. Yount has it. Yount looks to get it in to Kearns. Kearns drives the baseline, and he traveled. Thomas has it. Thomas loses the handle on it. On the inbounds, ends up back in the hands of Bevere. Yount has it. Squares up for three. This one's good. Boy, they're a good three-point shooting team. Coach Wilbur doesn't like it. Bevere is back into this game, trailing only by three, 44-41. So, Tigers had as much as a 12-point lead, which they've lost down on this run by Bevere. They still lead it, but only by 3, 44-41, with 5:34 left in the ballgame. If you're just joining us, the girls come out on top, 35-27. It will be Tigers ball. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas to Scudder. Up ahead to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it across the timeline. Ambrosia to Snelling. Snelling drives it into the lane. Nearly tripped. And they are going to call a tripping foul. It's going to be on Kearns. One-on-one will send Snelling to the line. And that's 5 on Kearns. He's done. I would say that they're going to miss him. Pipes, McKenzie Pipes comes, checks in for Kearns. Snelling to the line. Shot is up. Good. Snelling's second shot is up. It's no good. Bevere with the rebound. Yount has it. Yount, guarded by Songer, comes across the timeline. Yount nearly falls down with it. McGee drives in the lane, kicks it over to Shelmadine, and he's going to shoot for 3 again and hits it again. Wow. He's a heck of a 3-point shooter. Ambrosia has it. Picks up the dribble to Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Scudder. Scudder nearly loses the handle on it, but they get it to cross to Thomas. Thomas drives it in. Shot up off the glass is no good, but he's fouled in the process. The foul is going to be on number 4, Shelmadine. That's 2 for him. 9 team fouls now on Bevere, so it'll be all double shots from here on. Thomas is first. Good. Tigers extend their lead 46-44. Reeves checks in for Songer. Second shot. No good. Scudder tips it out. Reeves controls it. Tries to pass it up ahead, but ends up in the hands of Shelmadine. And Snelling can't get slowed down and runs right into the Bevere player, and they're going to call a foul. But that was not even kind of intentional. He just couldn't get stopped. That's 3 on him. 5 team fouls now on the Tigers. Yount will inbound it. Yount out to Shelmadine. I would say they're going to stay on Shelmadine now. Pass back to the left corner by Yount. Yount guarded by Reeves. Tries to pass it in. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Anthony Ambrosia. Yount will inbound it to Shelmadine, guarded by Thomas. Shelmadine squares up for 3 again. Hits it again. How Thomas let him do that is beyond me. Bevere now with lead. Up ahead to Scudder. Back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia back out to Thomas. Thomas drives in the lane, loses the handle on to Shelmadine. McGee has it. He's going to drive it all the way. Shot up off the glass is good. And a foul is going to be called on number 21, Peter, and that will send Ambrosia to the line to shoot 2. Tigers with a chance to get back within 1. That's 2 on Peter. Songer set to check back in. Ambrosia's first is on its way. In and out. Songer replaces Scudder. Ambrosia's second. This one's good. Yount has it. Shelmadine. They have got to stay on Shelmadine like glue. Chalmadine has it, replacing the Kearns drive in the show. Chalmadine takes it in. Scoop shot over the right side is no good. It's poked out of bounds, last touch by the Tigers. Yount will inbound it. Shot is up and good by Pipes. D'Ambrosia back to Thomas. Thomas puts it on the floor. Comes up across the timeline. Passes to Snelling. Drives the baseline. Shot is up and no good. And they're going to get Snelling with a foul. That's his fourth. This is now the sixth team foul, so DeVere will now be in the bonus. Chalmadine has it. 51-47 now, DeVere with the lead. 3 minutes left. Thomas is on him. Dumps it over to Yount in the corner. His shot is no good, but somehow number 21, Peter, is in position for the rebound, and he gets fouled, so he'll go to the line and shoot the 1-1. Foul is going to be on 21, which is D'Ambrosia, and that's his first foul. A little discussion between the ref, Denny Clapp, and Matt Thomas. Peter's shot is up and no good. Real high arching shot that came up a bit short. Second shot. This one's good. Thomas will inbound it to a waiting D'Ambrosia. D'Ambrosia puts it on the floor, comes up across the timeline. To Songer up top, back to D'Ambrosia. Scudder set to check back in. D'Ambrosia drives along the left side of the lane, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on McKenzie Pipes. That's his first. D'Ambrosia the line. Tigers trail by 5, 52-47. D'Ambrosia's first shot. Good. Scudder back in the game for Reeves. 2:47 left in the ballgame. D'Ambrosia's second. Good. Tigers close within three. Bounce pass. Up ahead to a wide open player. And Scudder with the rebound. It was to Livingston. Livingston missed the wide open shot. Scudder got in position and then Livingston frustrated with the over-the-back call, and that's five fouls on him. McGee comes back in the game for DeVere. 2:40 left. Scudder to the line with a chance to bring the Tigers, if he makes them both, within one. DeVere now with two players fouled out. First shot, no good. Terrible-looking free throw by Scudder. This one looks much better, but it's never